The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Robin Ellis here. My mobility scooter from All Mobility Store in Del Mar changed my life. No more missed activities with my grandbaby, shopping, or holiday fairs. I'm announcing a terrific sale at All Mobility Store in Del Mar with 10% off all new and used scooters from now until Christmas Eve. All new Vive Health scooters on sale for $799.99 with an open box special of $650. My brand Pride Revo scooters are originally $1,746, now on sale for $1,599. Bank financing is available or choose 90 days, same as cash. The All Mobility Store is a full-service facility for scooters and mobility vehicle repairs. They take trade-ins and will buy back any used scooter, power chair, or mobility vehicle. Stop by 8999 Ocean Highway, Route 13 in Del Mar. Call 410-425-7200. That's 410-425-7200. Or visit AllMobilityStore.com for the big sale through December 24th. Great Christmas present. Just tie a big red bow on it.
Here we are, Robin.
We're here.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We're giving a CVA muzzleloader giveaway. CVA is a great sponsor. Been one for a long, long time. And I shoot their muzzleloaders, and I recommend them to anybody that I can. I've taken Sika deer, black bears, and whitetail deer with my CVAs through the years, and I just enjoy them shooting them, and I enjoy the company. So that's my personal endorsement of CVA, but you can go on their website, CVA.com, and see their full line. And you can actually order muzzleloader online for yourself if you like. So great company, great muzzleloaders, great service, and I just can't say enough about CVA. So that being said, how to get in the contest, give us a call, 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. Give your name and number to Chris when he answers the phone. Tell him you want to get in the contest. Go on the air with us for just a second if you like. Say, I just want to get in the contest, or if you want to talk about something, you can do that too. Ask a question, make a comment. So that's the easiest part of it. So Accidental gun discharges in my life. First one when I was about 15. I rabbit hunted with a fellow that worked for my dad. He ran the recreation department for the nursing home where I grew. Well, my dad was an administrator, and that's where we lived, in the nursing home, in our own apartment, of course. And this fellow was probably the best single rabbit hunter that I've ever seen in my life. He knew where to look, what to look for. We hunted rabbits in plowed fields. We hunted rabbits in cutover woods. We hunted rabbits in the woods. We hunted rabbits in fields. We hunted rabbits in swamps. He carried a 12-gauge double-barrel shotgun with no trigger guard, and he carried it under his arm, and one day he was walking along, and the gun fired, blew a hole in the ground right in front of him. His coat button had gotten caught on one of those triggers. Hammerless 12-gauge double-barrel shotgun, and he accidentally pulled the trigger with his coat button. Scared him, scared me. That's the first one. Second one, I was with family. We were deer hunting. Someone closed the bolt on their firearm, and the gun discharged, high-powered rifle, into the ground, fortunately. But between four of us, we were all four of us standing there. Somebody could have been seriously, seriously injured. We don't know exactly what happened on that, but that those kind of terrible accidents can happen. Don't know if the person put their finger on the trigger. Not sure. All we know is there was a loud noise, a gun jumped, and the person was extremely frightened. So there we go. That's the two accidental discharges of my life. Both could have had very tragic results. Neither one did. Thank God for that. So what else was I going to tell you? I was going to tell you about the opening week of deer firearm season. 10,419 deer taken on opening weekend of the 2021 Maryland firearm season, November 27th and 28th, Saturday and Sunday. The overall harvest was 6% lower than last year's official opening weekend harvest of 11,123 deer as windy conditions prevailed. The harvest included 4,780 antler deer and 5,289 antlerless white-tailed deer, 168 antlered and 182 antlerless sika deer. Two-week deer season, firearm season runs through today. So that's just the overall. If you want to see the specific county, you can go on the Department of Natural Resources website and check that out. Let's talk to Peter. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good.
Doing well. How about you?
A little tired.
Yeah.
A little tired. I enjoy your show, and I wanted to put my name in for the muzzle loading contest, please.
You got
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
You got it. So, anything else?
Well, let me ask you this, please. Are people still catching rockfish coming up the bay?
They still are, but I think the season ended yesterday.
Yesterday.
Okay, so if you catch them, then you have to just throw them back.
Yep, exactly.
I got you.
Yep.
I
don't think anybody's targeting them after that. I'm sorry, what?
How about the bluefish? Are they...
We haven't had a real good run of bluefish for a long, long time. I mean, I'm seeing pictures of people catching puppy drum,
yes.
That type of thing. And but in general, you know, fishing kind of tails off after that. Now, we got Captain Dawn on here. What does he say? 27-inch striped bah, last keeper of the season for us and was caught in the Patapsco near the Brewerton Angle Channel. Okay, so there it is. Captain Don looking very fetching there in his in his hat. So that's a nice fish. There were some really nice fish here at the end of the season. So
I have a friend that lives in Oxford, and he's right near that end of the road where that club is.
Yes.
Has some boats down there, but he said some of the people that are going down off of the whatever it is, the Chop Tank or Cambridge.
Mm-hmm.
They're catching fish down there.
Hmm. Interesting.
A bunch of different fish, even like sometimes occasionally something like one of these dark bass.
A dark bass? You mean a dark bass?
Yes. Right.
A dark bass. You talking about a blackback perch?
Maybe it's a blackback perch. They thought it was like a black. Fish that you call them that you catch on the Atlantic on the
You're talking about tautog,
right? Okay, maybe that's what it is.
Tautog or sea bass. I mean, sea bass are black, but most black fish that I've heard are tautog.
Okay.
So, but you maybe black sea bass is what he meant. Yes. Okay, I'm getting the black and the bass together here now. Black sea bass. I've caught some of those in the bay. They're not very common, and the ones I caught weren't very big, but not heard of a tautog. But a black sea bass, is that makes sense, yeah.
Well, they're pretty good eating, are they not?
They're very good eating. Yes, sir, they are. There's not many fish that aren't good eating, in my opinion.
Well, guess what? You got my opinion, too.
Yeah.
And my cats as well.
I'm sure your cats love them. Yeah,
they're not supposed to eat it, but occasionally, if I can go to the, if I want to get a bluefish or something, I have to go to a place like Lexington Market in Baltimore.
Got it.
But there's a place called Gibby's Seafood out in Timonium.
Gibby's is a customer of mine in the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. Yes, sir.
They are super
good people.
They
yep.
have
Peter.
Yes, sir.
We're not doing a commercial for Gibby's, but thank you for sharing. I appreciate it.
And I don't own any of it. So.
You have a great day. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410 922 6680. Let's talk a little bit about Chesapeake Outdoors. You know, they're on Kent Island, and they've been there quite a while, very well established, very popular, and they have the, since waterfowl season starts this coming week, the 17th, they have a huge selection of waterfowl supplies. They've got the steel shot, they've got all the gear, the camo, all the accessories, a large selection of waterfowl calls. We'll call them the Waterfowl HQ, Avery decoys, banded camo, Kent fast steel. Yes, indeed. Firearms and ammunitions, Remington, Savage, all different models there. Their firearms selection has increased quite a bit. They carry the Yeti coolers, the Costa sunglasses, Thompson Center, and CVA muzzleloaders. They even carry Rambo bikes. And if you're looking for a new bow or crossbow for a Christmas present, well, they've got the Matthews bows, including the new V3, the Vapor by 10 Point, the Raven crossbows, and the Mission crossbows as well. Large selection of clothing and boots, thousands of hunting accessories. They are located Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island, 1707 Main Street, Chester, Maryland, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. Anything you need for bow hunting, anything you need for waterfowl, anything you need for the outdoors, fishing and hunting wise, you'll find at Chesapeake Outdoors. Let's talk about those waterfowl shotguns from Browning, available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. First off, there's the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet with a 100,000-round or 5-year guarantee. Comes in Mossy Oak Shadow Grass Blade Camo with a fiber-optic front sight. It's got the traditional humpback receiver of the A5, ergonomically balanced and recoil-operated kinematic drive system that reduces recoil tremendously. The A5 from Browning. Now, for the gun that Browning designed for waterfowl hunting is called the Maxus, M-A-X-U-S, an autoloader shotgun, waterfowl hunting perfection, 3 or 3.5-inch chambers with the new power drive gas system that reduces recoil. Put one to your shoulder, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. Your full-line Browning dealer is Clyde Sports Shop. Give them a call, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Website is clydessports.com with two S's in the middle. They're open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. It's Clyde's Sports Shop in Lansdowne. Do you have a beautiful fireplace in your home that you just never use? It just sits there glaring at you, this big hole in the wall, okay, with all your heat going right up the chimney. Well, guess what? We had one of those in our back room, and we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. We did a little update to the back room, and we installed an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert into that hole in the wall, and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They even helped with the stonework on the fireplace, and they have provided us since with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service as well. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brand, and here's the thing. They have plenty of inserts in stock right now, but we don't know what the future is going to hold with the shortage of these computer chips that are installed in your remote and in your fireplace. So act now while supplies last. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into their showroom soon. You'll be ready for the coming cold weather. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. Route 50 at exit 44B Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals, and they could talk to me. If I consulted with quadrupeds, I think what fun we'd have asking over crocodiles to tea, or maybe lunch with two or three lions.
All right. Hey, we did get that picture from Patrick of his nice Bedford County deer. It was really nice 8 point.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So. Oh, and we, speaking of getting things, we got some seeds in the mail for some tomato plants that we are going to.
Yeah, we did. Frank sent us some
tomato plant seeds. So I got to figure, I don't know when to start them.
Okay. Well, he'll
tell us. I got to figure that out.
He'll tell us. So anyway.
Because I'm dying to see what they taste like.
Yep. You want to get in the muzzleloader contest? Very simple. 410. WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I don't like dialing letters. You know, just give me the numbers.
We should have said thank you, Frank, too.
Thank you, Frank. We just did. So, yes, very interesting. So, you want to get in the muzzleloader contest, call that number. Leave your name and number with Chris when he answers the phone. Go on the air with me. Have a question, comment. You're welcome to do that or just say, just want to get in the contest. Goodbye. And we're good. That's all you have to do. Right, Robin?
That's right.
That's right. That's right. So I did stop in at Backyard Billy's the other day. I'll tell you something. They got some great gifts in there, some unusual stuff, stuff you don't see everywhere, you know?
Uh-huh.
Chesapeake related. They've got furniture and all that stuff. I don't want to do another commercial, but I just thought I'd throw that in, that they do have some really cool gift stuff. You know?
They do. I really like their stuff.
Yes, indeed. So. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. I did stop to see, maybe I told you this last week, did stop to see Jimmy over at Burbender's. Yeah, I said that, at Homestead Gardens on Monday. Anymore, it's getting, I can't remember stuff. I have CRS, can't remember stuff. Comes with age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all had no problem making fun of me not remembering anything.
Who was making fun?
You all.
About what?
Mm-hmm. We got Polly on the phone.
Let's talk to Polly. Good morning, Polly. How are you?
Good morning.
Morning, Polly.
What's going on, girl?
Remember me when I tell you. I called you Easter about the rabbit.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, the rabbit population is almost diminishing. Now he's after squirrels.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Don't mess with my squirrels. He'd be in trouble.
Well, he's after them.
Hmm. Now what?
I'm going to send you an email about this, SOB.
Okay.
And they also should teach these people, if you want to come to this country, you need a diversity training class before you get your green card.
Okay? Send me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
I shall.
Yes, indeed.
I shall. But I do know he's now after the squirrels.
Wow.
And there was a time, I know I got blamed for it. I didn't do it. He got a rooster from Thingspur.
Interesting.
And a friend of mine told me what he was going to use it for. She said he was going to have cockfighting.
Oh, even better.
I know.
Even better. Wow.
He is one of a kind.
Well, all right. Sorry about that. I will tell you something. Where I hunt, there's a place that's very diverse as far as its livestock is concerned. It's got chickens. It's got turkeys. I'm not sure if it has any ducks, but it's got goats and sheep, horses. I think there's even a jackass over there. But
that's the one next door to me, but okay.
Yeah, anyway, well, our next door neighbor here in town has ducks and chickens next to us. So we wake up to the quacking and the clucking here, you know, any time of the day or night. So anyway, I was shed hunting in the spring, and I saw something in one of the fields, and I looked down, and it was the foot of a rooster. Okay. Apparently a fox had got in the hen house, as they're like to do. And what was left of this rooster was its foot. But it had the claw attached. The dew claw, or what, you know, what? Not a dew claw, what do they call them? The spur on the back of the foot. That thing was amazing. I can understand why these cockfights go to the death. This thing, this spur was about 2 inches long. And if that's what they fight with, and if I understand it right, they arm those spurs with some type of metal tip or something like that.
We don't promote cockfighting.
We're not promoting cockfighting, but I'm telling people, if somebody's doing that, that is a brutal, brutal, brutal sport, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, wow. Okay.
You know where I grew up in the inner city, it was years ago, you could have the little Easter chicks, and they also had the rabbits.
Yep.
That you could get them.
Yep.
Well, the neighbors would end up getting these things. And after they got big, they gave it to us.
Yeah.
We had about, I know, usually you get the white leghorn.
Right.
And you get the roosters.
Yep.
There was one little hen in there. We kept her. And the one rooster, he had the biggest comb, the biggest spurs. Now, when I was a kid, that one rooster hated me. He had every reason to hate me. One day he got out and he chased me across the yard, and back then you had the wooden fence. Fortunately, I could climb up on the wooden fence, and I don't remember how I was rescued from there. But eventually the rooster was put back in, you know, to leave me alone.
Put back in custody, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I'm going to tell you that the rooster crowing did not bother me at all.
Gotcha.
I didn't even hear him. Didn't even bother me.
Mm-hmm.
But when my friend was telling me later, she said, yes, that's what he was using it for.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, girl. Well, thank you for the call.
You're welcome. And you guys take care and have a safe trip home today, too, with this fog.
Thank you.
Oh, we're home. We're on our couch.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we broadcast from the house now.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, you guys take care then and have a very, very Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, whether you celebrate it or not. And
right.
For the listeners, happy Kwanzaa, whether they celebrate it or not.
Thank you.
Thank you. Include everybody. We appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you, Polly.
Bye-bye.
Robin,
mm-hmm.
Who's our next caller?
Ruth.
Good morning, Ruth.
Hello.
Hi, Ruth. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Is this Myths, Ruth?
Yes.
Well, welcome
back.
Glad to hear you. Glad to hear you. Yes, indeed.
I want to go fishing, and I haven't went in 50 years, I guess, or more. But I have a sister who's retired, and I have to have somewhere to go. So I tell her, let's go fishing, but got to know where to go for beginners.
Right. What part of Baltimore are you in?
I live in Essex, Maryland.
Oh, you got a couple nice parks over there that have piers. You can go fish over that way.
And she lives in Rosedale.
Yeah.
Piers are always a nice place to start when you're just starting out. Because you got people around you, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's what I think anyway.
Robin.
What, babe?
Why don't you Google parks in East Baltimore? Or fishing piers in East Baltimore.
Okay, I got it.
And we'll get you some suggestions out there. How's that sound, Ruth?
That sounds wonderful.
All right, we'll do our best.
Had a lovely Thanksgiving.
Oh, good.
I'm glad you did.
My nieces, and she cooked so much food. She sent. I had 2 to 4 days of food for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that sounds
wonderful. Yep.
But I was raised on fish.
Raised on fish.
I was in that Muslim religion and didn't eat no pork.
Right.
And so I want to go back to the fish.
Gotcha. Very good. Well, Robin will look up a couple spots for you, Ruth. How's that sound?
Okay.
Okay.
Y'all have a happy holiday if I don't talk to you.
You too, girl.
You also.
Thank you so much.
Kiss everybody you love.
Exactly.
That's right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Is Dundalk anywhere near there?
Yeah, pretty close.
They got a lot of stuff in Dundalk.
What they got?
East Crest Fishing Pier number 2.
Okay.
Stansbury Park Pier.
Stansbury Park is good. Yep.
That's Pasadena.
Yep.
East Crest Fishing Pier 1. Chester Park. Those are the closest ones, I think, to her.
Okay.
Middle Branch Park. I don't know where that is.
Okay. Well, maybe some of our callers have some suggestions for where Ruth can access on a pier and do some fishing. What do you think?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. I hope so, too. So I think right now it might be a good time to take our second break of the hour. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Boy, it does not feel like December 11th. We have got 72 degrees this afternoon with thunderstorms. We're on the warm side of a big cold front sweeping through the east. And quarter-inch rains this afternoon with thunderstorms. Some could be strong or severe today. Winds change direction tonight. Our low 41 degrees and then much cooler for Sunday and Monday. Highs in the 50s and lows near freezing, feeling more like December, and breezy northwest winds for early Sunday. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is, Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Burbender Sharpening is a world-renowned knife sharpening business located right here in Maryland. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen a cooking show on your favorite food channel, Jimmy from Burbender's most likely sharpens their knives. But wait, there's more. As anglers and hunters, we depend on our knives to fillet fish, field dress game, and lots of other chores. As regular folks, we mow our lawn, cut our wood, and cook our food. We use scissors and shears and chainsaws and a host of tools that need to be sharp for best results. Burbender's sharpens everything. Burbender's is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. It's open Monday through Saturday, 8 till 3. And on Mondays, they even set up their mobile unit at Homestead Gardens in Severna Park from 9 till 2. You can always swing by their Edgewater shop for a quick turnaround or check burbenders.com for how and where to mail in your knives and tools for sharpening. Call toll-free 888-724-4769. That's 888-724-4769 with any question. Burbender specializes in the sharpening of high-end cutlery and can renew your household knives to better than new. Take all your kitchen knives to Burbender's. You won't be sorry. Burbender Sharpening in Edgewater sharpens everything. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you.
Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Filling coolers, loading up, a weather beam mag, Marty Robbins turned up. Hey boys, I'm getting nervous, my knees are getting weak, I can almost see him coming out of them trees. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks, hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of.
Big bulls, big bucks. Hey, let's get in the muzzleloader contest. We announced the first hour what our schedule's going to be. We're going to be doing a show live next week. And then on December 25th, Christmas Day, Robin and I will be going to the grandchildren's home and early. So rather than try to move all the equipment there and do a show with a two-year-old and a one-year-old and family situation on Christmas Day, we're going to rebroadcast the show that was broadcast November 27 with Brian Eiler. So those of you who were deer hunting and missed it that day, you'll be able to hear it on Christmas Day if you care to. So Chris will be out of town. We'll be with the kids, grandkids, and the show will be on the air as usual. It will just be a rebroadcast of the previously pre-recorded show, and we hope you enjoy it. Then we'll be back live on the first January 1st, the New Year's Day, and that day is when we will give away the muzzleloader. Right, Robin? Did I say that right?
Yep.
Good. Did I say that right, Chris? He's on the phone.
I know. I think you said it right.
I think we did. Anyway, the muzzleloader is 410 WCBM for the call in. It's 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. There we go. All right. Let's see. Well, I guess we'll know soon enough who the caller is. So, Robin,
mm-hmm.
You ready for Christmas?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
You got a lot of crochet to do, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Yep. She's finishing projects right along. She's working on one right now. So, I guess you'll be crocheting all day.
It's the day of crochet. I'm sorry, I didn't need to yawn.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Wow, right on the air.
I know.
Thousands,
well, you know what?
Thousands and thousands of people just heard you yawn in their ear.
You know what
ear.
That means? They know I'm real.
They know you're real, that's for sure. Yeah, you're really real.
I'm
sure.
Not. There's nothing fake about me on here. I can't hide it.
You can't hide it. No,
nope,
that's what we like. Well, I always tried to be. I've never tried to be phony on the air for 33 years. I just come on to myself. I know what I know. If I don't know something, I don't know it. You know?
Yeah, I know. You're never phony.
Nope. I can always answer a question, even if it's I don't know. Somebody asks a question I don't know the answer to. I answer it. I don't know. What are you looking at?
I just remember the first thing you said to me when I asked you if you had a Facebook account or if we could exchange numbers.
Oh, let's not get into that. Let's not get into that. So,
something about your public persona.
Yeah, I do have a public persona. I do. I mean, I'm out here. So I've been out here
for
a long
time. He thought that was going to impress me.
It did, too, for a while.
No, it didn't.
Well, how about you and your mother going up and spying on me at my house?
That one had anything to do with your public persona.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, you just wanted to see if I was real.
Well, you didn't invite me over, and you never let me go. So when you went bear hunting, I went to see if somebody else was living there.
They weren't.
He could have had somebody in the basement for all I knew. You can't be too... I got out of a bad relationship. You can't be too careful.
Exactly. Let's talk to Colleen. Good morning, Colleen. Save us. Colleen, hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yep.
Okay. I really enjoy your show. I love Robin. God bless you, Robin.
Thank you. I like her.
Keeping him straight. That's what we need, more women like you.
Oh, buddy. Oh, buddy. Don't encourage her. Please don't encourage her.
Yeah. Anyway, I really enjoy this show. You know, with all the stuff that's going on in this country, it's people like you that kind of make you feel, what's the word I want to use, Americans.
Normal.
Patriots. You know what I mean?
That's what we need more of. I mean, it's just getting so sad.
Absolutely. And you always talk about your grandkids, and I have grandkids, and they're the world to me. And
aren't they the best thing that they ever gave us?
God, I love it.
See, I'm blessed. You know? I'm blessed because the two little ones right now are like the second generation of grandkids that I've had.
Right.
You know, my oldest is 22, and we hunt together, and we get along great, and we enjoy each other's company. And I was able to mentor him through his – you know, his teenage years and so forth as far as becoming a person that he is, as far as becoming a hunter and his love for the outdoors. I've really, really nurtured that. I mean, even from little up, I mean, we took him fishing and all that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But and now I've got another generation, you know, 20 years later, I've got another generation of grandkids, so I'm extremely blessed.
It's so good. We've always had babies in the family, you know.
Right,
there's always been a baby in the family. Right now I have four babies in the family. And I don't care how you feel, how maybe down in the dumps you might feel. My God, when you look at those kids, you know, it's like they just melt your heart.
That's why I tell my daughter when I get down, because there's a lot of things that have gone on the last couple of years. And when I get down, if I look at those kids – it makes the whole day better. I don't care what's going on, what happened, you know.
I know. It's amazing. So,
they're our hearts.
My granddaughters and every, you know, the whole family, I'm always saying, every chance you get, hug the kids.
Yep.
Just hug them, you know. And
I don't think kids get enough of that nowadays. They need to feel loved and safe.
Right.
And they don't need to feel, I don't know, there's just, it's, we've lost so much in this country, and we've got to get it back. And that's the family unit, you know?
Right. It starts in the family. You're exactly right. And there's hope, and I think things are going to turn around.
I do, too.
Everything has a season.
Yep.
Yep. Well, anyway.
Well, thank you for the call.
Good. You made my day. You really made my day.
Well, yeah, you always make my day. You really do. You guys are real. Sometimes you're clowns.
We try to be.
That's an everyday occurrence.
Yeah, that's normal.
Awesome.
You don't get any more real than that. So.
So anyway, all right. Well, you have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
You
Colleen.
Too. You have a super Christmas. You hug those grandbabies, okay?
I sure will.
Thanks, Colleen.
Okay. Enjoy. Bye bye. That's one of the reasons we said we're going to do not do the live show, is because we just want to enjoy the kids.
Yeah.
You know, and not feel uptight about it, make people feel like they're screaming on the air and that we get uptight. We just want to relax with them.
We do this 52 weeks a year, you know, and pre-record very few shows, you know.
I know.
Even with the equipment, I mean, we do, you know, we've done it from North Carolina, we've done it from Frostburg, we've done it from...
I don't know if I could have kept doing the 3 o'clock in the morning drive thing every day.
No.
Every weekend.
No. Let's talk to Tony. Good morning, Tony. Thanks for calling.
How are you doing?
Doing well, you?
Very, very well. I'm about your age too, and I got grandkids, and they're the first generation. They're all under two.
Right.
So, oh, mine too.
And another one on the way. So, I just wanted to wish y'all a merry Christmas and a happy holiday. And
you also, do you have girls or boy grandkids?
Both.
Same here. We were blessed with one and one, and well, Alan's older grandson. Also,
yeah, two girls and a boy and another one on the way. Don't know what that one is yet. And
wow.
not like when I had kids and you didn't know.
Really
find out.
Oh yeah,
it's exactly. Always a surprise.
I wanted a girl so bad, and I think if I'd had a boy, I think I would have. I don't know what I would have done. And when they told me it was a girl, you know, all those hours of labor just didn't matter.
When they, you know, when they come over and they go, "Hi, Pop Off," it's like, oh my gosh, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had some names be thrown around. They're still a little young. They haven't got figured out what they're exactly going to call us yet. But
yeah, that's an issue too. But we figured it out for the ones we have so far. So.
Gotcha. Well, all right, buddy.
Well, you have a very super Christmas, and you enjoy those grandbabies.
You too.
Thank you. Bye bye.
See you. Bye bye.
Let's talk to Fred. Good morning, Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing well. How are you?
We're here.
Good. Yeah, we're about to go. I'd like to enter that muzzleloader contest.
Sure.
You're in.
And also, we're going to be going blue catfishing on the Susquehanna this morning.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
We,
half a gizzard shad, 80-pound test. Huh?
Yeah. It was about 20 pounds for the last couple ones we caught.
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
So,
there's some bigger ones in there.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a hold of any of those big 70, 80 pounders?
Oh, no, not yet.
Yeah. You got to use big bait.
Patapsco.
What's that?
We're, I think the bigger ones are in the Patapsco River.
Where did you say you were going?
Susquehanna.
Oh, Susquehanna.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, have you caught any flatheads yet?
No, none of them.
Oh, man.
Just some blue cats.
I got it.
Well, what's a flathead?
A flathead is a different brand of catfish.
Okay.
Different kind of catfish. That's the ones they noodle down south. They reach in the holes and with their hands and pull them
grapple.
Out.
Oh.
Grapple. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got plenty of those.
My dad's family all did that, where they put their hand in the hole and pull it out with the air bladder. Break the air bladder.
I do that once.
You're all right as long as you don't get a water moccasin in there.
Yeah, that's right. I'd do that once. So, but good luck out there, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Be careful.
Thanks. Have a good one.
All right. Let us know if you get something.
You have a great day.
Will do. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
What did you call it? Noodling?
Noodling, yeah.
Oh, we always called it grappling.
Grappling. Yeah. Okay.
We got another caller on?
Well, we have to take a break.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have to take our last break today.
Okay.
So we got to talk about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. You know, a lot of people don't hunt, but they like to shoot. So they like to do sporting clays and trap and skeet and things like that. Well, Browning makes a gun for all those shotgun sports, all those endeavors. And the Satori model, the over and under, is a great selection. It comes in the sporting model. It comes in the CXT, which is a little less expensive, and then the White Lightning models, all available for not only just sporting clays, but if you do like to hunt upland birds or things like that, you know, grouse, quail, ringneck pheasant, and like that over and under feel, check out the entire Satori lineup of Browning Satori shotguns, over and under shotguns at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde Sports Shop. So it is. You know, Chesapeake Outdoors is located on Kent Island. We talked about them a little earlier. And they do not only do they sell the crossbows and the compounds, the, you know, the Matthews brand VX or V3 is the newest one, the Mission Sub 1 XR crossbow, the Raven crossbows, the 10-point crossbows, but they do all the service. They can recable, restring, they can do custom arrows and bow tuning. They have a huge selection of archery accessories. Not to mention, with waterfowl season, you know, the Canada goose season coming in, they are your waterfowl HQ. Largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area, all major brands, steel shot, gear, camo, Avery decoys. Met the guys from Kent Cartridges with the fast steel cartridges, good people out of West Virginia, the Banded brand of camo. And, of course, firearms and ammunition, too. Remington, Choppa, Savage, muzzle loaders and accessories, including CVA, if you're into that. Great Christmas gifts, Costa sunglasses, all the Yeti products. And if you have somebody really special, like your favorite radio show host, you might want to think about a Rambo bike in stock. A Rambo electric bike to get you back into the backcountry. They're located Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island, 1707 Main Street, Chester. The phone number, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. You will be glad you did. So, let's talk about heating up your winter with a new gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. We shopped when we were looking, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
We shopped and we shopped and we shopped. We shopped many places in Delmarva and elsewhere. And we settled on Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You know why? They were friendly. They were knowledgeable. They knew what they were talking about. They told us what they needed and what we needed, and the price was great. Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert, and we've never regretted it, ever. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We enjoy the convenience of the remote control, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands. Make sure you get one soon because some of them have been made or sitting around the factory without the computer chips in them, but Backyard Billy's has a great supply. You can select a new pellet stove, gas stove, electric stove, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the coming cold weather. BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace, and we'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410 410- 487-6405. That's 487-6405. Cadenceville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Cadenceville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Robin Ellis here. My mobility scooter from All Mobility Store in Del Mar changed my life. No more missed activities with my grandbaby, shopping, or holiday fairs. I'm announcing a terrific sale at All Mobility Store in Del Mar with 10% off all new and used scooters from now until Christmas Eve. All new Vive Health scooters on sale for $799.99 with an open box special of $650. My brand Pride Revo scooters are originally $1,746, now on sale for $1,599. Bank financing is available or choose 90 days, same as cash. The All Mobility Store is a full-service facility for scooters and mobility vehicle repairs. They take trade-ins and will buy back any used scooter, power chair, or mobility vehicle. Stop by 8999 Ocean Highway, Route 13 in Del Mar. Call 410-425-7200. That's 410-425-7200. Or visit allmobilitystore.com for the big sale through December 24th. Great Christmas present. Just tie a big red bow on it.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, I want to thank All Mobility because they asked for me to do that, and they got me out of my shell, and I actually did a commercial.
Got you out of your shell?
I was nervous about doing it. Well, you could tell I was nervous about doing it.
A little bit.
And I just wanted to thank them because they got me out of, they got me started.
Gotcha.
You never know what could come now.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Even after I'm gone, Robin Ellis will do the Outdoorsman radio show.
I don't think anybody would be interested in what I have to talk about in the outdoors.
So today I crocheted a fox.
I don't think I'd be that bad. Thank you so much for the support.
Sure. Well, didn't you crochet a fox?
Yeah.
Hey, we got
some
get
callers.
To our callers.
Go.
Who's next there, buddy?
Emmett.
Good morning, Emmett.
Hey, Emmett.
Is that Abbott and Costello I'm listening to?
Yeah,
right,
probably.
Now?
Who's
on first?
Well, yeah, listen, I want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas.
And, you thank know, you.
I don't have kids, but I tell you what, I work with the kids over at my church at Easter Assembly, like 5 to 7 year old kids. And I tell you what, they are just such a blessing. These are such great kids.
Yep.
Next week we have our Christmas party for them, and that's going to be wild. But you know, this past week, every year I buy maybe about 10 packs of Christmas cards, and we sit down. And they sat down, they filled out 160 Christmas cards, and they gave them to take to Future Care Nursing Home.
Oh, nice. That is really cool.
Nice.
Yeah, awesome.
You can't get in there in the nursing homes yet.
Right.
But yeah, some of these people, they don't get a visit. And I thought, well, that might be their own Christmas.
Wow.
These old guys, they're just great.
Got it.
I think that's the perfect way to end it.
I do, too. Thanks, Emmett.
Emmett, that was super.
Super, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry, Lee and Joseph. We'll give us a call next week. And
everybody, get out, stay safe. Do something like Emmett did. And spend a lot of time with your family and give them some hugs for the holidays.